right, shit. Let's what up, y'all? Normally, y'all, the setup is a little different. Y'all know that. Normally, I got the backdrop. Today's show, though, we're doing something different because Nate couldn't make it today, and you know, we still love y'all, so we want to give y'all some content. So today is gonna be a really special show, largely because we're gonna try a couple of things. And I'm over here fucking up. See, this is what you don't see. You don't see. Why is this not going? Okay, yeah. You don't see me doing production as well as talking to you right now. So no. I can't even fix that. What just happened? I can't even fix. So I don't give a shit though. What y'all gonna get today is going to be. It's going to be a little different because we don't normally do it like this, but my guest isn't in town. My guest doesn't live in the San Antonio metro area, so because of that, he's going to be audio, but y'all will see me interacting with my guest. But before we even get to that part, y'all know how we do, because I'll forget, I always forget. So theme song here? All right, that's good enough. Yeah, so see what you don't know, dog. In the live show, like, I forget to say when the theme song is supposed to come in, and then we'll be talking. I'll be like, oh shit, I forgot the theme song. So I just run it into the show. So, they just making shit up as I go along. Now, that's the benefit of having, like, your own podcast and your own production. Like, sometimes, you know, shit, we just make shit up. Dude, shit be on the fly for real. So let's start here. For those of y'all who rock with us, this is the Horribly Good Guys podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, click the bell, hit the button, all of that shit. Today, this is going to be weird. Today I have with us a friend of mine who I have known since we were 12. Like, we were 12 years old when I met this dude. He goes by within the core of friendship, he goes by a ton of names, but his name is, hold on. His name is, dude, here's what's funny. He was like, yo, make sure you use my Hebrew Israelite name. Oh shit, you know what, dude? Hold on. I just realized right now. Fuck what just happened. We are starting right now. I hadn't plugged in the mic. I told you, dog, this shit is on the fly. Like, ain't none of this shit happening. But it's all happening. Let me make sure that's plugged up. I was like, wait. Why am I not getting feedback when this nigga talk? So if none of that came through, theme song here. I said a bunch of shit. I don't know what y'all heard, what y'all didn't hear. I don't give a shit. Today we doing something a little bit different. HGG remote because my guest doesn't live in town. But we have been boys since we were 12.
That's a long time.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, dude? Like, even in saying this, like,
the name that I call you legally, not legally, but the name that I call you, right?
Right.
Isn't even the name that I met you under. You know what I'm saying? No. So then when you was like, yo, man, hey, you know, for the pod, make sure you use my Hebrew Israelite name. I was like,
there you go.
Nigga, I don't even use your real name. But right. Today's guest is Yada Ben Israel. Make sure I say that right. Yada Ben Israel. He is
Come on, man. You said Israel before.
Okay, is it Israel? Is it Israel?
Just say Israel, man. It's good. It's all good, man.
It's not Israel. I don't know these things. First of all, let me be clear about something. There was a period during, I ain't even gonna do that. There was a period during Facebook where a chick that I was dating did not know that we were friends. And she was like, do you know?
Can you say her name or we don't leave that out?
No, I won't say her name because we still cool. She said to me, the Latina chick that I dated, that was like my girlfriend.
Yeah. I know you're talking about.
Okay.
I know you're talking about.
But before she knew we were friends, she was like, do you know Yabba Dabba Doo?
Yabba Dabba Doo, yeah.
And I was like,
I haven't heard that one before.
Right. I was like, yeah, I know Yabba Dabba Doo. That's my dude. Like, shit, we've been people since before people. So shout out to Yada Ben Israel, Yada for short. For those of y'all who gonna text and type in and be like, who was that dude? It's the homie Yada. Do not call him Yabba Dabba Doo because I'm gonna tell you right now, he's my. Y'all know how I get down. He's still my friend. But he's like my brother. Like, I've known this dude since I was 12, and I don't care who you are. I will fight you over this nigga, even if he's dead ass wrong. Because that's a thing.
If you want to go to war, we'll take you to war.
Shit. You know what, dude? Before we're going to get started. But here's what's crazy. First of all, introduce yourself. Tell the people who you are, what you do, that type of shit, so they'll know that you ain't just me talking to me.
Gotcha. What do you call yourself on your show? What are you known as? Because I got several names for you. You know, one of them, you know.
Fuck you, bitch.
My son, you know.
No. Shit, hey, Paul. Everybody knows me as Paul. We good as Paul. I'm Paul.
All right. Cool. That's cool. Now, I appreciate that, Paul. You know, I never call you that. That's so weird.
Right.
I never call you that. I haven't called you that in like years, but whatever. Appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on to the great show here, and chop it up with you about various topics and things that affect us, as you have. Eloquently done. Introduce me. I am Yada Ben Israel. Born and raised there in San Antonio, but I currently live in Georgia. Making my way out here. You know, I've been out here for a while now. When you're out here, we had a great time, man. Miss you out here. Dude, but hey, it's all good.
Dude, Atlanta was nice.
Yeah,
but Atlanta ain't the same though, no more either though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, they don't dance no more.
Nah, they don't dance no more.
You know, but the city has definitely morphed and evolved over the past about 20 years that I've been here. And man, I can't believe when I say it like that, it just sounds weird. But currently, I do my own. Side media hustles. Got a couple things in the works right now. I may speak on them later on in the podcast. I don't know. It depends on the direction we go.
It's gonna be all fuck shit. So you may not want to promote your shit on this because it's gonna be all fuck shit. Like I don't. You may not want.
Right.
You may not want to be a. So you may tell me to bleep out your name later at some point. You're like, hey dog, don't use my name.
Gotcha. I understand. No, but living, doing my thing out here in the ATL. I'm currently in the transportation industry, so it's it's been a pretty interesting time for me.
Is that what it's called these days? the transportation industry? So they don't call it trafficking no more?
No. Yeah. I ain't never trafficked nothing a day in my life.
I thought it was still called trafficking, but okay, you're in the transportation industry. That's a thing.
Nah, I ain't never trafficked nothing to nobody. So I'm good.
I'm so with it.
But yeah, but you know, just doing my thing out here, you know, it's the thing, you know, when COVID hit, COVID was kind of a weird thing for the transportation industry because, you know, man, we were still rolling, you know, we were still working, right. And, you know, a lot of people were, you know, kind of at home, but not us, you know, we still were making it happen. So I'm very grateful and I'm very thankful to us, you know, still not have been caught up in that, you know, that storm of COVID that, you know, really kind of put a lot of people out of work or, you know, kept people at home. So, out here, you know, trying to keep up with current affairs, you know, a lot of things keep popping up. I mean, it's like social media has really opened the world up to us. And, you know, we're getting a lot of news coming in, and it's just crazy. You know, you remember back in the day when we were kids, you know, we only had like, you know, three news channels.
Dude, we old, dog. We old. No, just saying, we old. You know what's crazy?
Yeah, well,
like,
yeah.
Like, I was talking to somebody, and I said, like, my kids have never lived in a world with no internet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Have never lived in a world with no internet at all. And actually, and this is why it came up. A friend of mine was talking about she's newly single at 40, right? At 40 plus, she's newly single at 40 plus. And she was talking about the types of dudes that be in her inbox. And so I was telling her, I said, you got to realize, just like my kids have never lived with no internet, these old dudes don't know what it's like. don't understand how these old dudes still don't know how the internet works. Like they didn't grow up with the internet. So, cause she was complaining that like 50-year-old dudes were sending her dick pics, and I was like, oh, it happens.
I guess is that considered sexting? Sexting?
Yeah,
is that a form of sexting?
That is definitely sexting, my dude. Like, that is definitely sexting. And it's a weird thing because like I am quick to tell like dudes that I'm kicking it with, like, dude, y'all gotta be, ask yourself if you would be okay with a man doing it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, then the shit's creepy. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like, are you okay with a man sending you dick pics? No, the shit's creepy. The shit's creepy.
Especially like unsolicited.
No,
now,
right,
if
right.
Yeah. If your woman is or the chick you're dealing with, you know, she's like, hey, send me that. I've never sent, you know, I ain't with that shit. But that's how old I am. You be like, hey, send me a dick. I'm like, what the fuck? No. But
me neither though. You know what I'm quick to say? Yeah, take it yourself. Take it yourself. Yeah, like you want to take it yourself.
Right. So, you know, but you know, if y'all are into that, and that's, you know, I always tell my son, I said, never take a picture of anything that you don't want other people to see.
Right.
Because once it's out, it's out.
It's out.
You know,
it's out. It's in the world. Dude, let's get started. Let's talk about some shit. For those of y'all who, like I said, this the homie. So this conversation has the ability to go a whole bunch of different places, but I'm gonna try to not be as tangent filled as as sometimes I am with shit. Me and Nate have our moments too, but I'm gonna try to be keep it a little bit. I broke it again. I don't know why.
Keep it on top.
Huh?
Stay on top.
Yeah, I'm a try, you know, but sometimes I can't. Sometimes I can't. My where do I start with? First of all, I was gonna tell you, I've been out of town for a few days, right? And
where'd you go?
I ain't talking about this shit on the podcast. What the fuck? What you think this is? Who are you, the police? Who are you, the feds? Nigga, calm down. Anyway, I've been out town for a few.
If I was the feds, I would already know.
Facts. No, but my neighbor, and while I was gone, came by the house and rang my doorbell several times because she was looking for some change.
Not the neighbor that I met when I came through that time.
Okay, let me think. Which one did you meet? The booster?
The one who has, he has a problem.
Yeah. No, she still got a problem. Oh, dude, I met her sister. Her sister got out of jail, prison, and she now lives there. And her other sister was living there, but she got thrown back in jail for violating parole. Her niece overdosed on some pills about a month ago. That nigga, they house be drama. It be drama.
They going through it over there.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I should say a little prayer for me. Anyway, let's get on topic. Let's talk about some of these stories. And part of the reason why I was like, cool, you know what? I'm gonna talk to my man Will because a couple of these stories relate to some shit that you and I have talked about in the past. There is a news story floating around. I got it from the Washington Post, but it's in a few different places that talks about BLM, Black Lives Matter, the organization, is currently under, I won't say investigation, but there was a lawsuit filed against the Black Lives Matter organization. And I always got to say organization because that should be, like, dumb. Basically accusing their global network director, or whatever this nigga was, from the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation. The person in charge of that dude name is Shalalama Ding Dong. That ain't his name for real.
It's not his name, dog. That's not his name, dog.
Shalomaya Bowers. Anyway,
Bowers.
Buddy,
Buddy.
It's
actually pronounced Shalomia. That's a Hebrew name. Shalomia Bowers. Yeah.
Shut up, yabba dabba doo. this show is not gonna be good at all. Shalomia Bowers. Anyway, dude. So they saying Buddy siphoned off $10 million from Black Lives Matter, and I'm gonna tell you the thing that startled me most about this whole situation. From rip, before we even talk about the details of the shit, the thing that startled me most about this whole situation is I did not know there were black men in Black Lives Matter.
What? How did you not know there were black men in Black Lives Matter?
Are we doing this for real?
Yeah, we doing it. Let's do it.
Okay. Because Black Lives Matter. And we've had this conversation on the show. Because Black Lives Matter as a organization, even though it was started on the back of the death of a black man at the hands of police, even though Black Lives Matter started after the death of Michael Brown, Black Lives Matter as an organization has always been very much pro everybody but black men. Their website even went on to say, like, they were for the rights of, and they listed all of these people, like black women, trans women, trans men, gay, yada yada ding dongs, but it never said, it just never said black men. So, and the people who started the shit, and I'm gonna say this, nothing against, I want to be very clear from my perspective, I hold nothing against, how do I say this? Yeah, I hold nothing against lesbian and or transgender and gay, black women, men. But I think it's very telling when your organization lists everybody that they support specifically. Like, right. If it said, hey, this is for the promotion of, or this is for the strength of all black people, then mm-hmm. to me, that includes all black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you start mm-hmm. to list the black people, then anybody not listed is excluded.
Right.
So when they didn't list black men, I was like, oh, okay, shit, cool. Like, and I, dude, and I'm cool with that. I am cool with them not rocking for black dudes.
Right, right. I mean, you have that right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have that. If that's what you want to do, if your organization is going to be centered around, LGBTQ, feminism, black LGBTQ, black feminism, whatever. Whatever it is, you got that right. And I respect that, but you shouldn't sell it under the banner of or the blood of even black men.
That's what shit gets disingenuous, right? Like, find your own fight. Stop.
Right.
But anyway, so deadass, I didn't. Because of that, initially, like, I ain't kept up with the shit that BLM as an organization did. Like, I don't be knowing. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, they got a black man in charge of something? Like, I know they rock with us like that. And I don't know this dude. Yeah. So I don't know if this dude, what's his name? Shia LaBeouf. I don't know if, I don't know if he is... Like, I don't know. I don't know anything about him. So I don't know if he is of a different alternative lifestyle. Like, I don't want to make any assumptions about him because I don't know anything about him. Like, I don't want to assume that he is and or gay or straight.
Right. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
But the story is what it is. So, shit, where do we start, dude? It's BLM. Like, you know what? I don't even know if it's a story, because it's BLM, and I say this about, like, churches, too, right? Like if you and I grew up in a Baptist church, I speak about Baptist ministers this way.
Okay.
If you don't like the way a minister moves, then don't put money in his church.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who like the way this nigga move, so they gonna put money in his church.
Mm-hmm.
Like Creflo.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the time we went to Creflo's church?
Yeah. Yeah. He's still over there, too. You know, he's still up and running. Yeah, he's still up and running.
Hey, y'all, for the people on the listening and watching, me and my man went to Creflo's church. We took our chicks, didn't we?
Yeah, that was back in,
oh, shit, yeah.
I want to say, like, 2002.
Yeah, yeah. No? No?
2001. 02, yeah. Yeah, like, 02, somewhere around 02. Maybe
02. 03. I know we went to Creflo's church with our gals, and I took a Bible because I thought it was church. It wasn't. You took a book of... You took a book on economics because you thought it was an economics class. You may have been more right than me.
Hey, man, we was going for church economics.
Yeah, you took a book on power economics. I took a Bible, nigga. I thought we was going to church. You was like, nah, nigga, this Creflo. but dude, I say that about Creflo. I say that about, T.D. Jakes, all these dudes, even local pastors in the city. Like, you don't like what the dude is doing, just don't put money in shit, don't pay your tithes there. Don't pay your tithes there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just do shit. Like,
don't attend the church.
Right.
You can go somewhere else.
You
there's
can go somewhere else. Like, there's a ton of churches you can go to. So, and that's kind of how I feel about BLM, too. Like, I once said this about... the white social justice dude. What's that nigga name?
Not Sean King.
Yeah, Sean King. Sean King.
Yeah.
I once said this about Sean King. Like, I used to tear Sean King down publicly on my platform and any other platform. I was like, this nigga's fun. But I got to a point where I stopped doing that because I was like, you know what? Whereas I don't like the way he moves, I have to admit that the work that he is attempting to do mm-hmm. can be beneficial to us as a culture in some ways, okay. right? Like right. He's pushing for things that, you know, defund the police and education in black communities and stuff like that, even though, you know, he white. But he's pushing for those things. So I'm like, yeah, I can't be mad at him.
Wasn't he black for a while, though?
I think he still say he black, dog.
Did
you hear how he claimed to be black, though, for real?
No, what did he say?
His claim to blackness was that his mom cheated on his dad with
the guy. Okay, mom cheated on dad.
Right,
it
with
happens,
the guy.
Yeah.
And
with the guy, yeah.
They don't know who the guy is, but it, well, no, you know, no one has talked about who the guy is, but it's a black guy. Like,
black guy. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. Right. Like, hey, my mama cheated on her husband with a black guy. Hence, I was born, and that, so I'm black. I'm like, nigga, ain't no proof of that. Your mama ain't came to validate that story, nigga. You just.
Right.
But see,
okay.
I say the same thing about Rachel Dolezal, though. Like, if you're doing the work, I don't care what battles you're fighting personally, right? Dr. King did the work, and he liked bitches.
Yes, he did. And some of them wasn't black. All right, that's a topic for another discussion. Let's keep it going. Stay on topic, brother.
Okay. I see where this show is going.
All I gotta say is sweeten anyone. All right, keep it going.
Speaking of powerful black men liking white women. See, I'm trying not to inside joke this right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying not to inside joke this, but I was like, speaking of powerful black men liking white women, Rallo. I'm gonna bleep that out. I'm gonna bleep Rallo's name out right there.
All right.
Do I ask you this? I don't feel like bleeping the rest of that shit out. So, I'm going to stay away. No, I'm going to ask you this. As a Hebrew Israelite.
Go ahead.
Can y'all fuck with white women?
Well, it depends on which Israelite you're talking to.
I say you can
deal with anybody that the Bible says you can't. All right. Or should I say, let me say it in the negative. You can deal with anybody that the Bible does not say you're not supposed to deal with. Okay.
So if the Bible doesn't specifically say don't deal with these women, then anybody else is fair game.
Yeah, it's fair game. Yeah.
Okay.
That is my perspective. That is my understanding. When I'm dealing in my Hebrew circles, it's a lot of pushback from, you know, depending on who I'm dealing with. It's Hebrew Israelite, we're not a monolithic, you know, organization. We have different camps, different factions,
I often say this about, like, black isn't a monolith, right? And as the internet has shown us, there are several levels of black, not levels, there are several degrees, we come in all shapes and sizes. That is not a slander to Lizzo. I'm just saying we come in all shapes and sizes. That being said, I know Hebrew Israelites are the same. Like y'all come in all. Actually, I know a dude who claims to be Hebrew Israelite who is Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
He Hebrew Israelite. Puerto Rican Hebrew Israelite. I'd be like, all right, dude, I see you over there, but he became an Israelite in prison, though. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know the rules. So when he started talking that Hebrew Israelitism, I just be like, nigga, I'm out.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a faith system or a belief system that is rooted more so in biology than just belief, okay? In a nutshell, most Israelites believe that in order to be an Israelite, you have to have been born into it, okay? Right. It's a bloodline, right? Who's your daddy? You know, some like to say, well, who's your daddy and your mama? But I don't subscribe to that. I think it's a patrilineal, descent. Who your father is determines what you are.
Oh, okay. So you're an Israelite because I'm black.
Nah, man. Nah, ain't no white Israelites. But
I'm with it. Yeah. I can't even fight that.
No.
First of all, I'm only 26% white. God damn it.
Right.
26%.
Okay. I can't wait till my results come in. I'm really interested to see.
Did you do it?
What's going on there? I did it.
Okay.
I think it takes few weeks, whatever.
Did you do
tell
it,
me
through,
you know better
which,
than me.
Which, if you want to say, through which?
Well, I think it's 23. Was it 23 and me?
Okay, I did Ancestry. That's all I'm asking.
Ancestry, okay.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what comes back.
Yeah.
So it's a bloodline thing. There are some who believe that that includes the Native Americans, many of the Native Americans, Hispanics, Puerto Ricans, things like that. So I'm like, I'm not entirely sold, but I don't get caught up in it because I'm like, listen, whoever is, and whoever is not, and I believe sooner or later we're gonna have a definitive answer, and you know we can put this thing to bed. It's not a hill that I'm gonna die on right now.
Did you just more soon and in? Very soon we gonna see the king ask me right now?
Yeah, I did.
It's just soon and very soon we're going to see the king ass. Okay,
yeah.
I'm with it. I ain't going to argue the facts or the non-facts.
I just think that there are more pressing things going on right now that demand our attention, like this thing dealing with BLM.
Right.
And how does it affect not just Israelites, but just black people in general? How does that affect us? If it's true that this money was stolen and or embezzled, that's not a good look. I was looking at some of the guys, I think for the organization in Ferguson, Missouri. And you remember when that thing popped off in Ferguson? We were going to go. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was back in I think that, what was that? Was that 2014?
Was it that? Yeah, I remember when it happened. Like, because I know we had talked about going. So yeah, shit, I don't remember. Yeah.
No, Well, whenever, we was like, yo, man, we gonna go out there. I think somebody talked us out of it or whatever. But nevertheless, these guys are, they are very upset with BLM because they're like, listen, people have died, people have gone to jail, people have gone through a lot of stuff, and we're looking for BLM to back us up because we were out there, under your banner, promoting the cause, pushing for the agenda, only to turn around and look and see that, millions of dollars have been taken out of the coffers.
I just pulled it up. It was the 2014 was when the Mike Brown shooting happened.
2014? Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That sounds about right. Only to see that millions of dollars have been taken out of the coffers. And spent on, things that appear to be now related to the organization and not helping those who are part of the organization. And I'm just like, yo, I don't know why they thought that was going to fly. But
here's what I say to that, though, Yada. These niggas ain't got a dime of my money. And as foul as it may be, like, I look at them the same way I look at name a church, that church, any church, right? Like, I look at it the same way. Like, they ain't got a dime of my money, so I have no space to be mad because I ain't put a dime into that shit. The people who should be mad are the people who put money into it, right? But it's, it's like, remember when the earthquake happened in Haiti and niggas was donating money to Wyclef Jean?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, people started saying Wyclef John was stealing money.
Right.
You know how much money I gave Wyclef John? $0. You know why? Because Wyclef John is a rapper. And I'm not giving a rapper money to go save people. Same with BLM. I ain't giving these people no money. I don't know if I'm not actively working in the organization, I can't say where the money is going. And if I can't say where the money is going, I feel weird giving y'all money because I don't know where it's going. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely understand that. And that is a good point. However, I think when we're talking about, you know, even people who are not part of the organization or people who are not contributing to the organization, there's still a certain level of there's still a level of a moral uprising within oneself when, you know, we see situations that we think are, you know, unjust. You remember back a few years ago when Houston had the flooding, and I think it was what's his name? What's the white preacher down there? Popular preacher down there in Houston.
Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen. Yeah, Joel Osteen. They weren't gonna allow people to come into the church for refuge.
Rightfully so.
And I had one of my partners, Tony. You remember Tony?
Yeah.
Well, he was outraged about that. I was like, Tony, you don't even go to church. I'm like, why are you so angry about it? He's just like, man, but that's just not right, because that's a church and it's supposed to let people in. I'm like,
nah.
I mean, it's an organization. Yes, I guess the more humanitarian thing would have been to let those people in. I probably would have let them in. But at the end of the day, any organization has the first responsibility to its members and its donors, you know.
Right.
It may seem cold and it may seem harsh, and it did have a very harsh element to it. But they really were, you know, really of no obligation. Now, if they're talking about their own, scriptural or their religious tenets, maybe they are obligated that way. But, you know, legally, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they were obligated.
And I'm going to say this, because the church is still flourishing. So I guarantee you the people who would donate money to the church, they was like, yo, even though it looked foul on paper, we rock with you, buddy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, right.
Like, even though it looked foul on paper, like, we rock with you. So yeah, like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm of the belief of all these organizations. BLM, what's Joel Osteen Church called? Game Changers. No, that's Creflo.
Yeah.
Game Changers. Joel Osteen is, shit.
I don't know what Joel is.
Yeah. Joel and Friends.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. Billy Joel and them. Yeah, dude, like... I put my money into things that, like, I support things that either I trust. And I'm going to say that. That's what it boils down to. I put my money in shit I trust. And I don't trust these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't trust none of these niggas. Like,
Right. And you have a right to not trust. You're not wrong for distrusting them. You know, you're not obligated to deal with them.
Yeah.
You know, so I get it. I think the thing with BLM, though, and this is because it's unique in that the name in and of itself implies or infers that this is black people, okay?
Right.
Regardless of race, religion, creed, or race, regardless of religion, regardless of, whatever other thing you got going on, your sexual orientation, the name itself, you know, implies that this is an organization for everybody who's black.
You know what, though?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah. It would be like, I'm just trying to make it, I guess, a little plainer. Like, if, for Christians, if you're a Christian, you know, more than likely you have a denomination. Well, you know, there are a lot of churches springing up now that are like really non-denominational. They just right. call themselves Christian churches, right? Right? So it's kind of like all encompassing. We're Christian, period. You know, doesn't matter if you're Catholic, doesn't matter if you're Methodist, Baptist, Jehovah's Witness, Pentecost, whatever. Well, whatever.
Right.
You can come here because you are a Christian, and we are Christians. You know, so. So when we look at the, you know, if we see the money being taken out of BLM or being misappropriated in the BLM, all black people kind of get it, you know, kind of get the, but, get the backup because they're like,
here's where I started changing my mind on that though, right? Like,
okay,
as because I agree with you, I think the name of BLM is fucked up because it looks like it's all encompassing of black people, but you know what, Back before we was black, we was Negro, right? Well, we used to be Negro.
Uh-huh.
And the United Negro uh-huh. College Fund, uh-huh. that wasn't for all Negroes. Or when we was colored, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, sometimes them niggas right. didn't consider all colored people. You know what I'm saying?
We
look at shit now because social media has a tighter scope on situations, but
mm-hmm.
I am pretty sure the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, I'm pretty sure uh-huh. there were times when there were colored people who was like, yo, who are these niggas representing? Right? Like, these niggas ain't representing us. And right. so looking at that, it's like, yeah, sometimes an organization will have a name that appears to be a all-encompassing name,
yeah.
like the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, but they don't give mm-hmm. a shit about colored people, like, about individual colored people. They give a shit about the globalness of it, right? Oh, I just put my hand directly right. in front of the camera and shit. They give a damn about the globalness of it, and once again, that's an organization where I'm like, yo, yeah, I ain't fuck with these niggas. So shit, it is what it is. Like, I don't know. At the end of the day, this situation, I'm like, I don't know that I care, right? I don't. Matt, no, back this up. I don't care. You and I argue a lot. Like we argue a lot about. Fuck shit, because that's who we are as people. And sometimes I'll tell you, like, nigga, I just don't care. Like, and you'll be like, well, then why are you commenting on it? I'm like, nigga, because I like arguing with your dumb ass. That's why. What was we arguing about the other day? Tamar Braxton. We was arguing about Tamar Braxton dating white dudes.
Yeah, Tamar. Right.
Yeah. We ain't gonna talk about it now, though. We ain't gonna talk about it now, because then that leads into a whole nother argument about Tamar Braxton dating white dudes. Speaking of dating white dudes, shout out to Serena. I think she officially retired after she lost, and so I don't know if that's in a retirement or just a loss, but shout out to Serena for officially retiring.
Oh, did she hang it up?
Yeah. Serena played her last U.S. Open this weekend. She was playing U.S. Open, and she took an L in the third round, she said this was it for her. So, you know, shout out to Serena, though.
I think she should give up. She's phenomenal tennis player. She's had a great run.
I'm going to say this, and I know you and I won't agree on this, but I'm going to say it. When you list greatest athletes of all time,
uh-huh.
and I'm talking male and female, so if we did a list of male and female greatest athletes of all time, Serena would okay. be, to me, in the top, definitely top 10, probably even top 5. And okay. I say top 5 because she won a Open, I don't know, U.S. Open, Wimbledon. She won a big match pregnant, and she won, I think, the U.S. Open or the French Open right after being pregnant. Like, she had a baby and showed up. She won one of the Opens pregnant and then had a baby, got her life together, and then came and won, like, the French Open or something. after having a baby. So
yeah, that is pretty impressive. I have nothing to compare that to other than it's like having to take a really big dump and going to win in the UFC. Like, oh, shit. I'm gonna go ahead and play this match.
I don't know. No. It ain't like just having to take a big dump. It's like having a smoothie for breakfast. And we ain't doing this. We are not doing this. Check it. Give out all your information that you want to give. Like, we're gonna wrap this up. I really just kind of want to have a Black Lives Matter talk with you and shit. Give me your information. Where you at? Where can people find you?
If you want to find me, if you want to get to me, hit me up on my social. I'm only on Facebook right now. I only have one Facebook account. That's Yada Ben Yisrael. That's Yisrael, Y-I-S-R-A-E-L.
Y-I-S-A-E-L?
Yeah.
Wait.
We'll discuss it later.
Y-I-S-R-A-E-L? Is that what you're saying? Y-I-S?
Israel with a Y in front of it, dude.
Nigga, that ain't what you sent to me. What you sent to me is Israel with an I in front of it. You didn't want to confuse me?
Yeah, I did not want to confuse you. Oh, yeah. I understand, you know.
Yeah, I would have read that shit, Yisrael.
I know. I was like, you know what, let's just make it easy for him.
This is my nigga Yada Yisrael. What's crazy is they can't find you through me because we ain't Facebook friends.
Are we not friends on Facebook?
Nah, nigga, I unfriended your ass a long time ago.
Okay.
You know what's crazy? Somebody got mad at me for unfriending them on social media, and I was like, if we're friends in real life, why does it matter if we're friends on social media? Like, if you have my phone number, phone number, then we don't have to be social media friends.
Yeah, I had a young lady friend of mine get mad at me because I wouldn't friend her on social media. I'm like, listen, I see you almost, not every day, but I see you often, you know.
I done seen you naked. Like, why I got to be your Facebook friend?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I done pinned your legs behind. Oh, anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey,
yeah, they can hit me up there.
Okay. Y'all jump over to Facebook. Follow.
Let me say this though, right quick. Now, if you come over there and you can look at my page or whatever. I talk about things that are different. That's all I'm gonna say to you.
Excuse me,
Paul. I talk about different things.
Nigga, Gerard, Paul, I don't care. Look. He trying to tell y'all don't go over there with the fuck shit. I'm gonna tell y'all this as for anybody who follows Horribly Good Guys. Y'all know sometimes I be saying some shit and y'all be like, yo, Paul is out there. My nigga Yada 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 is out there. So in a different way though. But shout out to man, look, I appreciate you for jumping on with me, dog.
Hey, anytime, man. Anytime you want me on.
Yeah. We're gonna next time you in town, I wanna actually have you on the show.
Okay.
So we could live it up like that.
We crazy thing is, our class reunion is coming up. Are you going? I ain't going.
I ain't going to that shit. I ain't going. Like, dude, here's the jump. I'm not going to my class reunion because the niggas that I am cool with from high school, I talk to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And by y'all, you and whenever I see Scoop in the streets, I say what's up to Scoop. A couple other cats, you see them in the streets, you be like, yo, what's good, how you been, how the kids, but I don't need to see these niggas for real. And I no disrespect to y'all, my high school class, like, shout out to y'all, but I'm good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all good. I don't mind seeing them. It's just that I got some other things going on right now that preclude me from actually doing that. You know, I'm getting ready to go make me a trip down here to Colombia, down here in South America, baby.
Oh, shit. I thought you was getting your gender reassignment surgery done. Hey, y'all, thank y'all for rocking with us. This is the Horribly Good Guys podcast. We will be back next week. I think it's Mecca Monday next week. Got a lot of shit in the tuck. Oh, make sure y'all listen. Coming up on November the... No, no, not November. When does this shit drop? September the 24th. New show, audio side, Life at Face Value with the homie Face. That's going to drop on September the 24th on all HGG audio feeds. So make sure y'all jump over there, check that out. And shit, that's it, man. I ain't got nothing else. Y'all holler at my man, yada, yada, yada. I may tag him in this so, you know, y'all can find him and shit. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how we feel. That's all. Peace out, bitches.